Message Bible says that Peter looked at him and said, "Man, I don't have a nickel to my name." Grabbed him and demanded him to stand up and walk. But Dr. Wood, after 35 years, is still the same. And I was simply used for a thought, all we have to offer is Jesus. After 35 years, the message is the same. All we have to offer is Jesus. Am I right about it? In this work that we labor in, we find that folk are looking for something. They are searching, some searching high and low, trying to get that something that will appease them or satisfy them. Come on, somebody. Folks search the world over, looking here and there, trying to get that fix that will satisfy their needs. There are folk who are coming, they're coming. Over 35 years, they've been coming and coming and looking for something. But the message is the same. All we have to offer, even after 35 years, all we have to offer is Jesus. There's no better one to offer than Jesus. We see here in life, there are those who are strung out, they're hung out, and they're all messed up, tied up, tangled up, and confused, trying to get that fix in life. There are folk who are twitching and shaking and having fits because they're trying to get a fix. There are folk who are strung out and hung out on alcohol and booze, not realizing and knowing that even though they take that drink or they drink all that the bottle contains, and when everything is over, they still in the same fit that they were in before they drank. Come on, somebody. And so we find that folk are confused, and we say that everything now that happens is pertaining to mental health. I disagree. Everything is not mental health. Some folks just demonic, filled with demonic spirits because the devil is at work. He's loose. He goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So everything is not about mental stress. Know that. The devil has got his hands on some folk. So is all of these demons moving around everywhere. We need to offer Jesus, because Jesus is the only one that can help them to overcome these demonic situations. Folks saying, folk don't act right. I don't know why they don't act right. They got the devil in them. That's why they don't act right. You got the devil in you. You can't act right. All you can do is act like a devil. But I'm so glad that in the midst of all of it, we can offer Jesus. So Dr. Wood, after 35 years, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes all we can do in certain situations is, well, all I can do is tell you about Jesus. He's the only one that can help your situation. Folk living in broken situations, living in broken marriages, living where families are torn up, and they are dysfunctional families. But don't misunderstand me. Everyone's got somebody who's dysfunctional in their family. But put them before the Lord and offer them Jesus. All we can do is offer up Jesus. We live in a time when folks sit around and wonder about the situations of the world and our nation, our capital, and all the corruption and things going on in the capital. And worry about our president and who might become the next president. But I want to tell you, it makes no difference who's in the White House. Because I know who's in the big house. And his name is Jesus. He sits by the right hand of his Father. And he still makes intercession for us. Even in our every mix-up. Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them, for they know not what they say. Father, will you forgive them? And I'm so glad that God can. God will make a way out of no way. We cannot clean up the mess, but I know who can. God can. God can. God can. Clean it up. I'm getting ready to leave y'all alone. But we see, it was one day Peter and John were going to the temple. On their way, on the way for time of prayer. And it was about 3 in the afternoon. They said, we got to go by and pray for a little while. But there was a man who was born lame from birth. Who they carried and set at the temple gate called Beautiful every day. And this man was looking for something. Day in and day out, he sat there looking and begging. He thought that money would solve his problem. No doubt this one would go by and drop a little change in his bucket. But at the end of the day, he was still lame. Another one would go by the next day and drop something in his bucket. But in the end, he was still lame. He could not get up and walk like others. He was this way from birth. He kept on looking. He kept on searching in hopes that someone would give him that thing that would satisfy. But as the Lord would have it be, on this particular day, here comes Peter and John. On their way to the Lord's house. And as they got closer, he looked at them. But what made me think about this thing a little deeper? Week after week, day after day, he sat by the temple gate begging. But all those folk gone in the temple, no one really stopped to offer him what he needed. The ushers never went out to invite him in. Yep. The deacons never went out to invite him in.
Yes, sir.
The trustees never invited him in.
Yes.
The choir members never invited him in. He just sit there day after day. But as the Lord would have it be,
yes,
thanks be to God, here comes Peter and John. When they get there, he looks at them and he says, no doubt, can you give me some money? I need some help. But I'm so glad that God's always got somebody. 35 years ago, I'm so glad that there were those that knew Providence searching. There were those that knew Providence looking. There were those looking for something that was satisfied, like Peter and John. One Nathaniel Jeffrey Wood showed up because the church had been searching. The church had been looking. But I hear Peter saying, man, look on us. And he looked even as John was looking. And Peter said, well, I have something to tell you. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Man, I don't have a nickel to my name. All I have to offer you is Jesus. Dr. Wood, he came to New Providence, and all he had to offer was Jesus. 35 years later, I can hear him say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I will give it to you. All I have is Jesus. Mary's baby, our lily of the valley, our bright and morning star, our rose of Sharon, rock in weary lane. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Take Jesus, because I'll take Jesus for mine. Oh yes, Jesus is the answer for the world today. No matter what others might say, Jesus, 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 he's the answer for the world today. That's all I can tell you today. 35 years later.
Yes, sir.
The message is the same.
It's the same.
All we have to offer,
yes, sir,
is Jesus.
Yes.
The greatest gift,
yes,
that the world,
yes,
has ever known,
yes,
is Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
He came that we might have life,
yes,
and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Jesus. And I would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to go by Calvary.
All right.
One Friday evening,
yeah,
on a hill called Golgotha,
yeah. Yeah.
They took your Lord and,
yeah,
my Lord,
yeah,
and I carried him up Calvary's mountain.
Yeah.
And they placed him to a rugged cross.
Yeah.
They put nails in his hand.
Yeah.
They put spikes in his feet.
Yeah.
They put a crown,
yeah,
of thorns,
yeah,
upon his head.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
They pierced him in his side.
Yeah.
Blood and water ran down Golgotha's hill.
Yeah.
to the point the dead men and women got up. Darkness covered the earth. Am I right? The veil was rent from top to bottom, that we might be able to go to the Lord for ourselves. Not only that, as he hung on that old cross, in excruciating pain. After a while, he said, "Father, oh Father, why has thou forsaken me?" Well, after a while, he dropped his head in the laps of his shoulders. He said, "It's finished. Am I right?" And he died, y'all. I don't care. I said he died. He died. I don't care. He died, y'all. One Friday evening. And you know the story. They put him in a borrowed tomb. He laid there all night Friday. He laid there all day Saturday. He laid there all Saturday night. In that old borrowed tomb. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad. So glad. I'm so glad that early Sunday morning, he got up, y'all. Not leaving it power. He got up, y'all. Not some power. He got up, y'all. With all power. All power. All power. All power. All power. He got up. All we have to offer. All we have to offer you is Jesus. Dr. Wood, my brother, I love you, man. I thank God for you. Fight on, brother. To the fight is over. Fight on. Continue to offer Jesus. Because after all, he's all we have to offer for this world today. Brother, you hang in there. Continue. Fight the good fight. When this battle is over, some glad morn. Brother, we'll be able to fly away. Let's just fight on, brother. But one of these old days, I want to meet you around the welcome table. Want to hear the Lord saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful. You've been true. And we both have been tried in the fire. But do know God is not through with us yet. But when, oh, when he gets through with us, we shall reach perfection. And we shall come forth as pure gold. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.